I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The military leaders of Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, say they'll hold the first elections in the country in two decades. But those elections may not be on the up and up. The opposition party is boycotting them because of what it calls undemocratic laws. Still, Myanmar's leaders are trying to put a favorable face on the vote. 2 weeks ago, they freed a Burmese-born U.S. citizen. He had been detained since he tried to enter Myanmar in September. He's now back home in a Washington suburb where Bruce Wallace paid him a visit.
Like a lot of Burmese people, Jawsaw Luin has a second name. It's a nickname, Niniong. It's been useful in his work as a pro-democracy activist. He goes by his official name when he travels into Myanmar. He uses Niniong for his public work against the country's military regime. So he knew it was bad when, while being held at Rangoon Airport, an intelligence officer called him Niniong.
Man, I said, "What you calling me?" I try to pretend as I'm a Jawsaw Luin. I don't know about Niniong, you know. I try to pretend, but that's not good.
Jaw says authorities handcuffed him, covered his head, and took him away for questioning. He later learned they'd been tracking him for 2 years. He says he was punched in the face and hit in the back during interrogations, but says the real horror was the repetition. Interrogators kept him awake for 12 days. They worked in teams of two or three, changing every few hours, asking nearly identical questions about his involvement in the country's 1988 uprising, about his family, about his contacts in the opposition movement. He says his only rest came when he passed out.
I'm so tired. I don't want to drink. I don't want to eat at all. You know, I just keep my mind to be okay.
On day 13, with no explanation, the interrogation stopped. He was taken to Rangoon's main prison. But being locked up didn't stop his pro-democracy work. Jawsaw Luin says prison is probably one of the best places in Myanmar to organize.
We can speak freely in the prison because they already got you. You can freely express your opinion, your freedom of idea and then thinking and then whatever.
Jaw says he figured out that the cells near his were filled with younger activists arrested in the 2007 uprisings. He says, unlike his generation, these dissidents aren't committed to nonviolence. So he started yelling lessons from his cell about how nonviolence helped the country gain independence from Britain in the 1940s. He also told younger inmates how they could get messages to their families. Jaw spent 5 months in prison before he was convicted of traveling with forged documents and sentenced to 3 years hard labor. During those months, U.S. officials told him that they couldn't intervene during the legal proceedings, so he was hoping that pressure would come once he was sentenced.
But in the nighttime, around 3 in the morning, they wake me up, they handcuffed, and they put the chain on my leg.
Jaw says he was moved to a remote prison 6 hours away. A month later, he was moved back. The next day, he was released and deported. It was March 18th, 22 years to the day since his student activism had first landed him in a Burmese jail. Jawsaw Luin's release comes months before Myanmar holds elections. The country's best-known pro-democracy advocate, Aung San Suu Kyi, has been barred from participating, and her opposition party says it will boycott. Jawsaw Luin doesn't think the planned elections will change much, not with the constitution and election laws the military regime has written. He also says that the Burmese people only have a faint notion of what democracy looks like.
We name it that, you know, we want democracy, but we really don't know exactly how are we going to practice. They really don't know how to practice democratically in the country.
That's because they haven't seen democracy in 50 years. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, Montgomery Village, Maryland.